The blues has always been a musical outlet for life's sadness and pain, happiness and good fortune. For Patty Parks, who is a nurse as well as a blues performer, this expressive outlet has real therapeutic benefits. Patty is undertaking a program with groups of at-risk young people and plans to get these kids to use the blues as a means of coping with emotional, psychological, and addiction issues. Another sleepless night.
I think at-risk are those individuals, for whatever reason, have had an event of some kind, or perhaps something physical, could be psychological, that may affect them or preclude them from having a good quality of life. That really puts you at a risk of perhaps making some wrong choices, especially when you're young. Drug addiction is a very scary topic. It's scary. We have a responsibility, I think, to do the very best we can from whatever background that we come from. Music happens to be mine, but I think putting that all together makes a great plan of care, if you will. The program is called Nurse and Blues, and that is an adaptation of both, as we refer to the healing process using the blues genre.
So how do you see this working?
Well, I first start with myself, okay? And to be able to sing is intensely therapeutic, because I'm like everyone else in this world who have experienced at one point in their life an event that has either put us at a standstill, where we had to go reach deep into our feelings and try to work around that.
What do you want the participants to experience?
So, you know, experience what I do when either I'm helping write a lyric or singing the lyric, and how therapeutic that is for me. How can I translate that and use that as a healing process? Because, again, it's important to understand that the body, spirit, and mind have to be whole. And without all of those elements, we cannot go further in terms of being healthy.
How did this project get going?
I approached the Blues Society. I asked if we couldn't include this as part of their education component, and they did include that in their budget.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what this will mean is I will be able to go into some particular groups of children and young adults, and we will be able to start this program using maybe just an acoustic guitar and myself, and it'll be part of their plan of care.
So how does it work then?
Well, I think what we're going to do first of all is start with just a music history of the blues. We're going to talk about actually the structure of the blues, very simple. And also, when we write lyrics, we'll give them examples of some music that's from the past that are about real serious issues and very fun things that we can laugh at. And then, of course, I'll entertain them, hopefully entertain them, with some of the stuff that we've written, so they can loosen up a little bit. And then what we're going to do about 24 hours before we get in, the counselors are going to have the group, whoever wants to participate, because they don't have to, is to write down some simple thoughts, things that have been crossing their mind in the last 24, 48 hours. And then once we get in group, we're going to try to put that to music.
So you'd break off into smaller, more intimate settings where a kid feels comfortable.
Yes.
And can express themselves and hopefully come up with a lyric.
Exactly. And you know what I found out, which I thought was delightful, is at Sanborn, there's a lot of young adults that have instruments there. And so, of course, we're going to ask them to join and participate with that. I think it's an opportunity for everybody to be able to, first of all, put your guard down and to be able to express themselves with no judgment and tap into their emotions and have it vented through the music.
That's Patty Parks, blues artist and blues therapist, heading up Nurse and Blues, a program using blues for at-risk youth to help them get in touch with their own feelings as a means to better health and a better life.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Pat.
I'm Pat Feldbull for WBFO.